Tourism operators around the country are reporting more and more cancellations as travellers react to Australia's bushfire crisis. Part of the blame is being laid on fake maps that went around the world. The industry is urging governments to get on the front foot in the fight against disinformation to give the tourism sector every chance of bouncing back. Oliver Gordon reports.
Yes, we know you love your dishes.
Just last month, this star-studded Tourism Australia ad was all over British television, selling the idea of an Australian holiday to Brits.
Negotiating tricky trade deals is a shocker.
But look, there's a quokka, and that's what you need.
Now, out of respect, the government tourism body has pulled the ad. Australia's still all over media overseas, but it's a less attractive image, like in this news item from the BBC.
Well, scores of fires are burning out of control across Australia amid a heatwave which has seen temperatures exceed 40 Celsius.
There's been no shortage of reports documenting Australia's bushfires, but some overplay the extent of them, like the map widely shared by American broadcasting companies' social media, showing fires burning all across the country, from the top end right down to the south of WA.
You know, the first question is, are the fires affecting us? People are scared. People are very nervous and scared. And internationally, our destination's coming off the radar.
That's tourism business owner Craig Haslam, who runs tours from the Nullarbor all the way down to Western Australia. He's seen multiple cancellations in recent weeks, including one particularly lucrative one.
A tour in Western Australia was, not being disrespectful, it was an $18,000 to a $19,000 private tour. That couple, 6 or 7 days, have now gone straight to New Zealand because Australia is just deemed as a hotspot.
It's a message Tourism and Transport Forum CEO Margie Osmond says she's hearing loud and clear.
So we're actually getting people who are cancelling trips to places like Uluru because they think it's on fire, or Sydney because they think the airport is on fire in Sydney.
This week she's joined talks with the Prime Minister's office.
Everybody knows that this is a very major problem and they're very keen to work together in a collegiate way on it.
She says tourism bodies are distributing interactive maps showing where fires are burning and reassessing how best to pitch Destination Australia to audiences in light of the bushfire crisis. As for that Kylie Minogue ad,
I think Tourism Australia are pretty smart operators and I'm sure they've already figured out that what we need now is a completely different approach. Terrific as I think the Mates On campaign with Kylie Minogue was, it's not appropriate for the moment.
CEO of the Tourism and Transport Forum, Margie Osmond, Oliver Gordon with that report.